Right, so I've just listened to Brand Guardian's audiobook, and there was an interesting comment, and it was just said amongst a discussion of social media model in PR agencies and other companies, and it was that the existing business models are top down, the top heavy, and that. That is essentially that they are businesses that are run as businesses. And in the discussion of social media, what was quite interesting with that audio boo was that there was that little ping in your head, the little light bulb, the idea that, well, there's no wonder that large companies are having problems because they're not real people. They're actually, their Twitter accounts need to be real people, but they're supporting a brand, an ideology. Some values that have been coherently put together across time through from designers through to marketing experts, and now everyone lives and breathes to those brands. So it needs to be a business model that goes top heavy. It needs to be something that's quite strong and very clear to people. That message, what they're trying to get across, can't be tainted and changed. And yet the challenge that social media brings is that it's such a, I wouldn't say grassroots, but it is a very low down first, very everyday person, very raw and real way of communicating. So it really isn't up there. And in many ways, there is no real argument. It is fact that the people at the top of the organization will lose the contact with the people at the bottom, the people that are interacting with that brand on Twitter, because people are talking about that brand all the time. So what's really interesting would be to find out successful versions of social media in relatively large brands, to find out how those brands can somehow use social media effectively. By using their brand personality, if you will, or alternatively, we know that the other social media giants like Mashable do this and other organizations where you've got individual accounts, and that's quite interesting because it makes that element of that company a lot more human. And I think that is the way Twitter is, that's the way we function, and that works. But like I say again, it's going to be interesting to see how organizational structures that are filtered down that to provide the service can't really understand and grasp that. So essentially, from my point of view, there is a tricky balance there. There's a balance that needs to be met on both sides. And while it needs to be met on both sides, my immediate response is that there are only, if you go back to your business plan and you go back to the line of communication, your satisfaction ratings for customers, and how you get these details, how that those things are set out, how you intend on making a sale of a product and what you're serving. Those elements are what's written into your marketing plan on how you do business day to day. And it's really difficult, I suppose, to try and tell these large organizations and media giants how to do it. But I guess that is how to do it, is that we must go back to the business plan. We must go back and say, you've not got an element of social media. This is a foundation that is key to a different area of communication that slots into your current system. But you don't have a foundation for how to deal with this. So you need to write a policy on it, or you need to have a structure, a framework, something that allows them to talk to us everyday people. Because if you don't, then we all know what social media is about. We'll talk about those things anyway. And it's a plus if those companies got involved.